Welcome to Digitally Creative. I'm your host, Vincent Ferrari, and joining me this week is me. I'm joining myself, which is kind of a weird way to say that I don't have a guest this week, but I didn't plan on having a guest. You're probably wondering where I was last week, and it's a funny story, but suffice it to say that the reason there was no show last week is because I couldn't speak. I know, right? What, the whole world relaxed for a week because they couldn't hear me flapping my gums. No, I basically had no voice. For all intents and purposes, I had no voice for an entire week. I could talk, but every sentence was punctuated by a cough. And that makes for a hellacious edit and an even more hellacious listening experience. So I decided to put the show on the shelf rather than give you just a complete piece of garbage for the week. On top of that, I was also in the midst of a pretty busy week work-wise. That's right. I had some client work going on. I worked with Al at New York Woodworks because that's what I do now. I work for Al as much as I possibly can, which has been an absolute blast because it gets me to do the stuff that I feel like I don't get to do anymore. I get to be a maker and a woodworker. And I love my woodworking and I just can't do it anymore. So when I get the opportunity to do it, it's just so, oh man, it's just the warm fuzzies, man, the warm fuzzies. So that's been awesome. We're getting ready for a big show that he's doing toward the end of November. So it's been a wild experience. Just the constant production, like doing, you know, a lot of the same things over and over and over again and building up some stuff and me trying to once in a while have an idea. I mean, it's not my business, but I like to kind of inject ideas. So one of the things we came up with some packaging for one of his products, and it was kind of cool to see his reaction when he saw it for the first time. So all this has all been really, really cool. The IT consulting has been going absolutely fantastic the last couple of weeks. I've been in and out of New York City for one client, and then I had a very large multi-day consulting gig for my former employer, actually, believe it or not. And it went great. I had a weekend of migration work from one email server to another, and then an on-site day after the weekend. And everything was fully functional by the time I went home on Monday night. So that was great. You know, it's weird because I did that episode a couple of weeks ago where I said I'm a failure. And I know it's the title was admittedly, was a little clickbaity. And I didn't intend it to be clickbaity. But it's, you know, it's that feeling of, you know, I was at Maker Camp and I wasn't participating in the things I love to do as much as I wanted to. And it felt awful. And it didn't feel awful to be at Maker Camp because I love the people at Maker Camp and I loved seeing my friends. And that was great. But there is a certain amount of I miss being a guy who had a shop and did my woodworking. And in spite of all of that, you know, in spite of that, that episode was me kind of just, you know, leveling with you guys and telling you how I felt about everything that had been going on, because you all have been following along with the story. But after all that, things kind of started to pivot a little bit, and they started to turn, and they've started to turn, and I don't know, it just, I'm not out of the woods, like, I don't feel amazing, like, I'm nowhere near as financially secure as I was like a year ago. But I'm in a much better place than I even was a couple of weeks ago. Like I feel like there's a little bit of hope. And it's kind of nice. Like I just did a couple of days ago as I'm recording this. It's November 6th. So actually last Friday, I did a drop. My first ever. I've never done this before. And I wanted to see how it would work. And I did a product drop on my website. I launched a bunch of products all at once that I had been building up in inventory. And a couple of them sold out. Like, it was like, whoa, you know, so that went really well. And I'm not the woodworking maker that I want to be, but I'm still able to make some really cool things that people want to buy. And it's just a matter of, I'm finding myself again, and it's, I finally feel like I'm not really as much searching for myself as I am starting to find myself. And for those of you who have been through any kind of major transition in your life, you probably understand how good that can feel. So things are good. And in fact, tomorrow I'm going to be back in the city consulting for one company. And then Wednesday I'm going to be back up by Al and working on the stuff for the show. So, I mean, sales on the site are actually happening. I got a couple of new subscribers, which I will talk about when I read off the names from the Hall of Fame later on, because I want to do something new with that, which I'll talk about. This past weekend, John from Gen X Grown Up, you know, John Reddick, my friend John Reddick, he actually took the first show that I did with him in December of 2022, right after he decided to go full-time on YouTube, and he put that in the Gen X Grown Up podcast feed. And that was just so cool, like having my podcast in front of his audience, because his audience is awesome. Like, I know a lot of people from his audience. I'm on his Discord regularly and chatting with his people. And it's just so cool to, it's so cool to have him in my corner. And I, it's crazy because I've said this before to a number of guests who have become my friend over the years, but it's so crazy to call John a friend, because John was somebody I watched on YouTube and was just like, this guy is awesome. Like, man, I love this guy. And now he's just my, you know, my friend, John. Like, that's awesome. Like, how cool is that? So that happened. It's just been really good. After I posted Kathy's birthday present, I got a bunch of orders for those. So that was really cool. So now I'm in the custom Funko Pop business, which I'm perfectly happy being, because they are so much fun to make. Big thanks to Make It Soph, because without her, I wouldn't have even thought of that as anything that I could do. But, you know, between her inspiring me to do it at all and all the people that I watched on, I can't even name how many different people I've watched on YouTube learning how to do the process. But that's a thing that's happening. I'm happy, guys. I'm happy. And aside from Kathy, I haven't been able to say I'm happy about a whole lot in my life in a very long time, but I'm truly happy now. Could I be better off? Of course I could. I'm going to be in that position for a while, and I've just come to understand that I'm doing what I can and I'm making the best of it as best I can. And, you know, it doesn't feel as hopeless as it did, which is funny because just a couple of weeks ago, it felt totally hopeless. So, oh man. But it's really good to just kind of get back on here and talk to you guys. What I wanted to talk about last week when I didn't actually run an episode was something that was kind of snuck up on me and then kind of snuck right past me, which is the fact that Digitally Creative is now 1 year old, which is kind of crazy because it, you know, obviously Because We Make is much older, and I always lump the two together. And this is like one podcast that just happened to change its name. And, you know, Because We Make was the predecessor. Because We Make was the granddaddy. It's how people found me in the maker community, and now Digitally Creative is how people continue to find me in the maker community. And it's so funny to think that this show is a year old because, you know, in August of last year, I didn't want to do podcasts anymore. You know, after Because We Make ended, I had no interest in going back to podcasting. And when people started telling me that they missed the show and that they appreciated the show, it really made me rethink my lack of willingness to do a show. And I really, really, really was dragged, if not kicking and screaming. I wouldn't say kicking and screaming because I wasn't completely resistant, but I wouldn't have come back to this were it not for the people that told me they wanted the show back. And even though the name changed to Digitally Creative and the focus pivoted a little bit to more towards content creators, digital artists, digital fabricators, 3D printing, lasers, CNCs, all that stuff. I've found that nobody is holding me to account for the people that I have on this show. And I think what people have come to want out of this show is what I've been trying to give them more of recently, which is interesting guests. Just interesting guests that are relevant in some way to the space that we all occupy, whether they're makers, artists, creatives, content creators, or, you know, I have upcoming, I have a couple of really cool guests. There'll be somewhat down the line. One of them is a documentarian. I actually watched one of his documentaries last night. It was absolutely fantastic. He's going to be on. I have one more of his documentaries that I want to watch before I have him on, but he's fantastic. We have talked on the phone for hours since we met, and it's just been, he's just a great guy, and you guys are going to absolutely love him. Now, is he technically in our space? Well, he's a creator, right? He's a documentarian, and I think that's something that you guys would totally be interested in, because this guy, he has a story to tell, and he's very good at telling that story. Kathy and I watched one of his documentaries last night, and we both loved it. Like, we were, well, and it's funny because I loved it as someone who was feeling the nostalgia from it, and she loved it just purely as a documentary because she had no connection to the material. Well, not as much of a connection to the material as I did. So it was kind of cool that we both enjoyed it because we both came at it from such different angles. So he's coming up. I have a couple of people. I have a couple of people in the pipeline that are going to be on the show before the end of the year. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited that this show can be whatever it needs to be inspiring enough to keep it going. It's not a pigeonholed show. As much as I wanted it to be that when I started, I wanted it to stay strictly focused. The fact that you guys respond to whoever I have on in a positive way, you guys respond to them well, you enjoy the episodes, you give me feedback. When I have someone on that's outside the box, and I always tell you guys in particular, I need feedback. When somebody's outside of the box of what I would typically call the maker community, if I have someone on, I just need to know that you guys enjoyed that guest, because that gives me the kind of the permission slip, if you will, to jump outside my typical space and where my typical guest pool would be. And if I see someone interesting, I can have them on. For example, Tom Silknitter, right? Tom Silknitter, for all intents and purposes, is a maker, but he's not a content creator. He wrote a book, which I guess technically is creating content, but he's not a content creator. He doesn't make social media. He's not really that guy. He just made a really cool thing and is somewhat of an expert in a very specific field. And the feedback I got from him has been great. You guys loved Tom Silknitter, which is great because I love Tom Silknitter. And I thought he was super fun to chat with. And after chatting with him at RetroCon, you know, it was kind of cool to have him on here and have him chat with you guys and tell you all about the DeLorean, because I know there's a lot of nerds out there. It's okay. We don't have to hide being nerds anymore. It's 2023. It's okay to be a nerd. But it was so cool seeing you guys react that way to Tom, because Tom's great. I mean, he was a great guest. He had a lot of information, and I'm very, very excited about the fact that when I have someone that's a little outside the norm on this show, you guys always react positively to it. You're enthusiastic. And I feel like that's turned this from a podcast of one thing into an adventure into the world of other people, interesting people in various creative fields. And that's where I want the show to be for the next year. It's not just a matter of having people who are really good with CNCs, although I am perfectly fine having those people on. I could talk about that stuff all day. Lasers, you know I love lasers and 3D printers. But at the same time, having someone on who makes a really cool documentary and being able to chat with them about the documentary and what it's about and all the stuff that they talk about, man, it makes me so happy because I feel like I can do what I want to do. And I'll tell you a little secret. Part of my desire to do that is last 2 years or so, I've been listening, not to every episode, but a lot of episodes of Joe Rogan. And before you tune out and get all pissed off, because I know some people have some really polarized views of Joe Rogan, and you can have the views you want. I'm not telling you you have to love the guy. But here's what he does do, right? Here's what Joe Rogan does, and he does it better than anyone else, and I will put him up against anyone else. He can have a guest on and talk to that guest intelligently about their area of expertise and who they are and their motivations and why they do what they do. Hell, if you remember the tagline for Because We Make used to be why we do what we do as makers and creatives, right? I want that same mindset. I want to figure that out for everyone, right? I want to know why the guy who walks dogs for a living. Now, I don't know how good a guest that person would make, but I think talking about the motivations and the inspirations for people to do what they do, I think that is exactly what we need to do more of. I think people are interesting, and I think if we rule out people as interesting before we hear why they may be interesting, we're pretty much limiting ourselves in ways we don't need to be limiting ourselves. So I want to get more in depth the way Joe Rogan does. He does, most of the episodes of his podcast are 3-hour conversations with, and what I love about him is he can have, you know, a shock jock, a pro wrestler, a scientist, and a philosopher all in the same week, talk intelligently to all of them and make every conversation interesting. And do 4 3-hour episodes every week. Like, I'm never going to do 3-hour episodes of this podcast. There is a podcast in our space that they do 2 to 3-hour episodes. More power to them. That's their thing. You do you. I still want to keep it to an hour and a half. But I love being able to just get someone on and have a chat with them. You know? And like I said, the fact that you guys respond when I go outside of the maker community and bring somebody in who, hey, this person's interesting, you might want to hear what they have to say. When you guys tell me, hey, that guy was interesting, I can go, that's what I'm trying to do. I always say that this podcast, when it was Because We Make, started as my motivation in doing it was to be Because We Make, behind the music for makers. And I did it. I'm not going to brag, but I think I did a pretty good job of keeping it that way. There are podcasts that focus on projects, and there are podcasts that focus on people. I always focus on the people. The projects come up. We talk about the projects. We talk about the topics in the space of the person. But the people are the focus. And I want to expand the kind of people that I focus on. And based on the feedback I've gotten from you guys, I think I have that permission. So it's a year since I started Digitally Creative, and I think now Digitally Creative has found its footing, what it needs to be to keep me engaged with it, to keep you interested in it, and I think that's where we're going to go in the coming year. More guests that are a little outside of the typical maker community guests, more content creators, even if they're not makers per se, just interesting people who have interesting stories, have interesting things to talk about, or are experts on an interesting subject. And I think that's going to be a hell of a lot of fun because that's going to keep me engaged. And the style of podcast that I do, if I'm more engaged, it's going to be a better podcast. It's just going to work better that way. And that's what I'm going for. And in fact, I mean, you see, if you're watching this episode right now, you notice I'm not reading notes. I don't have notes in front of me. This is the pad that's in front of me. That's not important information, but there's nothing on here, right? And that's how I do the podcast. I sit here and I listen. I have a conversation with people. And if it goes in one direction, it goes in one direction. If it goes in another direction, it goes in another direction. Hell, a couple of weeks ago, I had Kim and Garrett on. We did two episodes in 2 days, and they went completely different directions. Just the way it goes. It's just the way it goes. And I'm perfectly fine with that, because the conversation in the end is all that matters. And as long as it's an interesting conversation and I can feel that I've put out a good show for you guys, then that makes me happy. And when you guys give me the feedback that you've enjoyed the episode, that's what I work for. I don't get to do this if you're not interested. I don't get to do this if the people I have as guests don't engage, you know, engage your curiosity. If I do feel like a lot of people may see the name or the face on an episode and go, nah, that's not my thing. That's fine. I do the same thing, right? It's probably not the right thing to do. We all do it. But I'm just going to tell you this. If somebody is on this show, it's a pretty good reason they're on here. It's not just because, you know, not just because they're in front of me or whatever. Sometimes I'll have people on that don't look like they fit the mold of this show. And it's because they don't fit the mold that they're on the show. And you might want to listen just to figure out, well, why would he want to talk to that person? Why would he want to talk to a documentarian? Why is that so interesting? That's why you have to listen. I'm not telling you guys listen to every episode. I'm not going to beg you to listen. If you're not already listening, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to listen. If you're not already watching, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to watch. But I will say this much. You will always get something out of the episode. There's always something to hear, even when the person isn't someone that you would typically listen to a podcast to listen to. I've heard one of the best examples of this is when I had Abby Connick on a couple of weeks ago. I know that none of you, or very few of you, are graphic designers and art. Well, some of you are artists, but not all of you, well, very few of you, are graphic designers, right? But there were a couple of people who told me they got a lot out of that episode and they really appreciated it, from the conversation about AI to how she runs her business, to how she evolved her content and how she pivoted until she found her place. A lot of you found that valuable, and you may not have been in it for the graphic design element of it, but you still got a lot out of it. And that's the kind of content that I want to make for you guys going forward. So I think this year is going to be good. I really do think this year is going to be good. I'm very excited about the upcoming year. I'm very excited about my desire to do on-location episodes. I'm possibly going to be doing one of them very shortly. Where I'm not in here. I'm not going to be in my apartment doing an episode. I want to test the water and see what it's like to do an episode remotely. I have all the equipment I need. I just have to actually do it. And I'm really looking forward to doing that. And we'll see how it works. Hey, as David Picciuto says, rule number 4, everything is an experiment. And I'm perfectly happy experimenting. And I hope you'll give me the latitude to keep doing that for the year that's coming. Because if you do, there's nothing but good things coming from this podcast, I promise. One of the reasons there's nothing but good things coming from this podcast is because people support it financially. And I always say this, and I feel like I could say it now in particular, because it is the 1 year anniversary. And I can truthfully say this, with the biggest possible smile on my face, this is financially the most successful podcast I have ever done. And that's because of you guys. And I've said it a million times. I'll say it a million times more. It doesn't stop being true. And it's probably not going to stop being true for the foreseeable future. I can't do this without you. And there's a lot of things I couldn't do without the support of this audience. And it means the world to me. every single time I look at this list of people. So I'm going to read this list with a smile on my face, at least if it's not visible, it's internal. And then there's something I want to talk about afterwards. So let's go through the people who support this show financially. Best Man Al Schultz from New York Woodworks, Scott Oram from Dad It Yourself DIY, Ed Swanson of Ed's Clocks and More, Nick Birchtold of Birchtold Design Build, Ross Cave, who, just want to point out, Ross Cave upgraded his support to the terabyte tier from the megabyte tier, and I truly, truly appreciate that. Thank you, Ross. We've never even spoken, Ross Cave and I, and he's supporting this show on a level that I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate it, so thank you for that, Ross. Tori Decker from Tori Did It, Jake Drews of Make with Jake, Megan Chris from Onyx Designs Woodwork, Christian Neary of Warren Works, Ken Madden of Mad K Studios, David Wood of DW Wood Builds, Dean Duplantis, Jeff Stein, a.k.a. A Weird Guy, Kim and Garrett from Kim and Garrett Make It, Rory Langefeld of RLL Woodworks and DIY, Robert J. Keller, Brian Arsenault, The Seven Hills Maker, Dave Bauer of Dave Bauer Art, Donald LeBlanc of Fun With Woodworking, Miguel Angel Vilela, Darkest Web Designs, Jeremy Spies, Grant Alexander from The Clamp Podcast, Brad Harrison of Brad's Customs, Billy Poulton of Poulton Projects, Eric Peterson of Overall Maker Works, and Earl Van Alstine. You guys are the best. I legitimately could not do this without you. I wouldn't want to do this without you. And as I've said, and I'm going to say it again, this is when I need it. I need this, and you guys keep providing, and I'm going to keep providing shows that are worth listening to because you guys keep supporting it. I wouldn't want to do this without you. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. What I want to change about the financial supporters list, I won't be doing it on the YouTube video because there's really just not enough room on the screen. I see a lot of people who have large followings on YouTube, and they just scroll the list so fast you can't appreciate the names on it. And I don't want to do that to you guys. So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to send out an email to all the subscribers. But if you're hearing this, if you're within the sound of my voice, I need you to hit me up and tell me how you would like your name linked on the Hall of Fame. And that's so that people can click through and find you. You know, you can have one link because I'm going to link your name. So, yeah. Whatever you want, however you want people to be able to find you on the web, let me know. I will update the Hall of Fame. And when I read the Hall of Fame going forward, probably give me a few to get it set up and change the page. But at some point when I read it, I'll let people know that they can go to the Hall of Fame page and find you guys and know where you are on the internet, and hopefully you gain a couple of followers out of it. I was going to do what I did a couple of years ago, and I think I might do it again. A couple of years ago on Because We Make, Ethan and I told people that if you have a shop of some kind, let me know, give me a link for it. Shoot me a link, DM me on Instagram, send it to the contact page of my site. You probably all, chances are, if you're supporting the show or if you're listening to the show, you know how to get in touch with me. I'm not hard to find. If you have an e-shop or an e-commerce business or someplace where you're selling stuff and you want to sell that stuff for Christmas, you want me to put a link, I'm thinking of doing a Friends of the Show store page again because that was apparently really successful and people really liked it. So I'd like to do that again for all of you since you guys are all so supportive. So if you are listening to this, if you're within the sound of my voice and you have some kind of store, get that to me as soon as possible. I want to start making a page for people that have one. And this way people can find you and maybe they can purchase some of their Christmas gifts from you guys. You know, everybody pretends they want to shop small when Small Business Saturday comes along right after Thanksgiving. Well, let's hold their feet to the fire and give them some options. And why can't those options be us just as much as they could be anyone else, right? Anyway, I think that's going to do it for this week. This was a great chat. even though it was one-sided. I really do appreciate everything. I appreciate everything over the past year. The amount of support has been overwhelming. Sometimes I just sit there and go, I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm reaching people that love what I do. And to me, that is the motivation. I want to put out the best show possible, and that's not going to change. If there was only one financial supporter, I'd still want to put out the best show possible. But the reality is, I also want to put out a show that can sustain at least itself, if not a little bit of the groceries. I don't ask a lot. Like, you know, put some food in my fridge and put the podcast on the internet. That's all I need. I get some food and some internet, I'm doing pretty good. And I've learned to be appreciative a lot more of what I have and how much you guys mean to me, because I wouldn't have a lot of it without you. So thank you for being one of the consistent things in my life. And thank you for supporting the show this past year. I am really looking forward to an amazing year two. And I mean, in May, May 15th, this podcast as a unit will be 5 years old. I think we're going to have to do something special for 5 years. 5 years of Digitally Creative and Because We Make. Never thought I'd say those words. But that is going to do it for this week. And I really appreciate you listening, watching, however you consume the show. Don't forget, check out Gen X Grown Up, just because they've been so good to me. And I would really love more of our people to check out what they're up to, because they do a great podcast. They do a fantastic YouTube channel. And honestly, John Reddick is one of the coolest people I know. I'm probably gonna figure out a way to have him on one more time before Christmas, just because I have a feeling that some people are gonna need some last minute Christmas gifts. And in fact, that's something I want to put together. So maybe next week we'll talk about it. I'd like to put together a last minute gift guide for makers and creatives. So if you guys have suggestions, start thinking about them, and we'll figure out how we'll get those collated into an episode. And maybe I'll do that like the middle of December. Just a last minute gift guide for makers and creatives, because, hey, no one ever knows what to get us. So why don't we make it easier? We'll give them a shopping list. I think that's the right way to go. Have a great week, everybody. I will be back again next week. Until then, enjoy.